Well, next week, that's where they're looking at having Sam Bradford back. Mike Zimmer said that is the expectation. But my understanding is there's one more checkpoint, Andrew, that Bradford has to get through first. The Vikings doctors are going to give Bradford another physical, check him out. Then everybody's going to meet on Monday and figure out what, if anything, Bradford is going to actually be able to do in practice going forward. They're not going to immediately move him to the active roster. He's coming off of injured reserve, so they, in essence, could practice him for 3 weeks for free as the 54th man on the roster. Now, I've spoken to several people who have seen or talked to Bradford, and everybody says he is feeling really good. The knee has made progress. He had arthroscopic surgery the first week in November with Dr. James Andrews, who removed some jagged cartilage, shaved down what looked like a bone spur, just trying to get that joint to calm down. Now, there is no talk here, Andrew, about Sam Bradford taking over for Case Keenum into the postseason, but you can imagine, as insurance policies go, something happens to Keenum. Having a depth chart of Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Bradford during a playoff run is as good as you could get.
Yeah, it would be great. It would be useful. They could hold that card in their back pocket real quick, Tom, and I know this is a little soon until we see him practice a little bit. Would there ever be the idea of swapping out Bridgewater for Bradford and have Bradford be the backup?
I think that's one of those bridges that they would cross to when they come to it, Andrew. At this point, we really haven't seen Teddy Bridgewater play. He took 9 snaps. 3 of them were kneel downs in a game a couple of weeks ago. With Bradford, they thought that he was feeling really good going into that Monday night game against Chicago back in October, too, and it didn't look right. Until these guys get into game action, it's hard to tell exactly what you're working with. You can certainly imagine the scenario where if something did happen to Case Keenum, they'd kind of have to duke it out in practice and hope that they can come to the right conclusion.
Tom, what are the players saying? We heard Zimmer. What's the locker room saying about home field?
Well, I asked Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks today if he's looked at all the different scenarios where the Vikings could get that first-round playoff bye, even if they lose to the Bears. I'll edit Kendricks here. He said, bleep no. I don't need that negative energy around here. The reality is Vikings play an early game on Sunday. They win. They've got that first-round